Unit 3. History. Listening and speaking. 1. Listen to the following 5 dialogues carefully and choose the best answers.
Dialogue 1. Did you go to the cinema last Sunday?
Oh, yes. It's supposed to start at 2:30, but it was delayed 15 minutes.
Dialogue 2.
If we go to London by bus, it will take us 4 hours.
Yes, but it's only half of the time by train. Dialogue 3. Yes, and the weather report says the temperature will be higher tomorrow.
My goodness, today's temperature is 37 degrees. I can't imagine what it will be like tomorrow.
Dialogue 4. Can I help you?
I'd like a pound of apples, please.
Do you want the ones at 20 pence, 25 pence, or 30 pence?
The cheapest one, please.
Dialogue 5.
I'm going to visit my boss. He invited me to his home.
Really? He phoned me last night and told me that he would go to China this morning. Don't want to fool me. I know it's April Fool's Day.
Two. Listen to dialogue 6 carefully and choose the best answers.
Dialogue 6. There are so many subjects, and some of them are so difficult to me that I want to give them up. How about you?
Me too, especially history. We students are just like spiders, climbing around the web, and there are so many historical events hidden in it, which is too complicated for me to learn it well.
But I don't think so. History is very interesting. If you learn it well, you will be informative.
I know, but it is still boring for me. Well, what subject do you think is most difficult?
Let me see. Oh, it's physics. Actually, I don't like science. It's so hard for me to learn.
I am in agreement with you. Three. Listen to the following short passage carefully and choose the best answers.
Mozart was a great musician and composer. He was born in Austria in 1756. Before the age of 4, he had shown great musical talent. His father then decided to let him take music lessons. At 5, he was composing music. From then on, Mozart was performing in concerts and writing music. By his early teens, he had mastered the piano and violin and was writing symphonies and operas. His first major opera was performed in Milan in 1770, when he was only 14. In 1781, he left for Vienna, where he was in great demand as both performer and a composition teacher. But life was not easy because he was a poor businessman and his finances were always in a bad state. His music from the next 10 years was not popular at all, and he eventually fell back on teaching for a living. He died in 1791 at the age of 35. Although he lived only a short life, he composed over 600 works.